You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we've got a serious case of cabin fever.
The only cure is a confab with DIY Network's blog cabin host Matt Blashaw, who will check down what he's building up bayside in a house you could very well win.
We'll brighten our spirits with electrician and blog cabin's James Young, who will get us cooking with gas in the cabin's custom kitchen.
So no need to worry about a sudden loss in cabin pressure here. It's game on. So clear up your blog fog and get in it to win it. Home improvement happens now.
On my Fix It Up Life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are having a wonderful, if not bloggy day today.
Bloggy day. You're going to have a lot of puns on blog cabin, aren't you, darling?
Yes, I am.
Well, we just came from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, FUD. What was that, a name drop?
Well, it's not really a name drop.
It's true.
We were out there in Delaware helping with a project, and I think that this episode is going to air in several months.
Well, they told us when.
They did. Well, their schedule, they were realigning their schedule last week. I don't know if you know that. Then you don't know that. But it was in Delaware. And, you know, the awesome builder that was involved in the project.
Shell Brothers Builders.
Yes.
Out in Lewis, Delaware.
And shellbrothers.com. You have to go to their website and check it out because
S-C-H-E-L-L.
It is the most fun builder website I've ever seen. And they are the most attractive, most fit group of, you know, of a builder that I've ever seen, too.
Totally. And from watching them work, the talent level's in the stratosphere.
Well, I learned when I was standing, and this might be a little droppy, but
FUD.
I was there waiting for the move the bus scene, and I was talking with this woman in the crowd, and she said that the Shell Brothers actually were beach lifeguards there in Rehoboth Beach for a long time before they became builders.
Awesome.
Yeah, so no wonder they're super fit.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, great company ethos, and they worked really hard. They were there around the clock.
They were around there around the clock, and we brought our children there for the move the bus day, and it was a very exciting day. Our son, Jack, loves buses.
Yes, but was not interested in moving any bus.
No, he was interested in looking at the bus and checking out the bus.
Then doing something else.
And then he wanted to do something else. But our daughter, Lexi, 10-year-old Lexi, who's in the fifth grade, she was out of her mind.
Yes, and she got even more out of her mind when
she got selected to be in a scene with Ty Pennington and Sabrina Soto.
She really did.
And she said to Sabrina, "You are so pretty." And she said to me that Sabrina said back, "You are so pretty too." And Lexi was jumping up and down. Couldn't believe that Sabrina called her pretty. It was just such a cute thing.
That's a cool moment right there.
It was definitely pretty cool. And we were very lucky to be there and help build. And we're going to bring interviews that we did from that project.
With Ty and Sabrina.
Yes. And then some of the folks that are work for the builder for Shell Brothers in a couple of months. But we're talking today to Matt Blashaw.
From DIY Network. I don't know what show he's not on, except for the other show, I Hate My Kitchen, where we're also talking with
James Young, who Mark has been practicing his name.
That's right. Yeah, for some reason, we won't talk about it, because I'm sure we'll talk about it with
James. For everyone who has our apps and goes to, you know, listens to our show on iTunes or on our website at myfixituplife.com.
Or on their Droid.
You can scroll back or search for our episode with James Young before and you can find out what we're talking about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy to find.
It is easy to find. And I'm really excited about Blog Cabin because they're renovating this house in Virginia and it's just, I'm out of my mind looking at the before and after pictures on their website, diynetwork.com/blogcabin.
Yes, and I noticed, I looked there today, and I'm there a lot because I write a blog for DIYnetwork.com. You can find out some of the things I think about if you're interested. But all one of you who's reading it right now.
Oh, dear.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, it looks like a brand new house, but it is a remodel.
It is a remodel. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. It was built in 1905, and it's just, you know, just a little bit away from Williamsburg and D.C., and it's 16 acres of property, too, that includes a beach. So it's pretty cool.
I hope it would include a boat and a dirt bike.
Well, you know what else is really
popping
cool?
Wheelies all over the
is
place
this
there.
Is its fourth year of Blog Cabin, and they have, last year alone, there were 100,000 blog comments for the Blog Cabin house that they built.
Yeah, that's almost as many comments as I get on my blog.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You get like 100,001?
No, I get slightly fewer.
Slightly
like
less?
One.
Maybe? Well, it is pretty cool because, you know, if you're a big fan of DIY Network and you watch all the shows, you know, you'll see Josh Temple from House Crashers on there. He's working on the house in the living room. Matt Minster from Bath Crashers is working on the master suite. Anitra, and I can't say her last name, is working on the rec room. And Dean and Derek, I love them from Indoors Out.
They are great. They're just so funny.
They're working on the backyard. And Jason Cameron from Desperate Landscapes was working on the front landscaping. And the front landscaping, I mean, how you approach the building.
Yeah.
Is like so different. It looked like a sad house before, and now when you approach it, you like the expectation of what's inside of it and what's behind it is just so much more.
Well,
because
I am sad to point out that we happily have to approach a break.
We do.
And we'll approach more My Fix It Up Life after that.
They
break.
Wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are inside Fix It Up Fine Time.
Fix It Up Planet, this is for you.
I think I want to have some kind of sound or noise to make when we're finding things. Maybe like, no, maybe not the Tim Williams do-do-do-do, but perhaps like some kind of explosion or something dramatic.
Oh, we got to get with production on that.
We do.
Or I can just...
Fix It Up Fine Time.
A lot of head shaking going on here in the studio.
Yeah.
Mark, stop. Please.
We'll have to find something because I want to talk about something. Of course, I want to go first, right?
Yeah. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in this segment. So I'll check back with you later towards the end.
Well, in the spirit of the Blog Cabin renovation, I want to share something. I was shopping with our 10-year-old Lexi in Rehoboth Beach recently. Mm-hmm. And we went into this store that has, as you and I like to call it, the Shabby Chic Antique Boutique.
But from my mother's hometown.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a real store.
Well, it is actually a real store.
Or was.
For a brief time. But, you know, all of the older furniture that, you know, that people resell, but you don't really actually refinish it. You appreciate the wear and tear of all of the objects.
Yes.
And you then incorporate those into newer things in your home or whatever. And,
yes.
And being able to appreciate what's old and what's already had a life. So we went into this store and I thought Lexi, who's 10, would poo-poo the whole thing.
Was she rocking it?
She said, "This is the most awesome store I've ever been in my life."
She often says to me, "I love old things. I love history."
Yes, she does love old things. And I can't remember the name of the store, so I can't give a shout out to it, but it's like two shops down from the Mizzen Mast off of Rehoboth Avenue. So it is a really cool place to go to. Sorry, I don't know. And it, you know, I was looking at a tweet by For Sale by Owner this week about building with architectural antiques. And it kind of like reminded me of, oh my goodness, you know, our 10-year-old.
Then you saw all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Thinks it's really cool too. And I do too. But it's neat when you see someone who is only 10 appreciate what's old.
Yeah.
Don't really hear about that too much anymore.
No, she completely digs that stuff.
She really does. And another thing I want to share with you is nail polish. So get ready. Now, I was looking in Lucky Magazine, and I know that you love Lucky Magazine.
Yeah, is that where my subscription went? Because I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
It's something else our 10-year-old enjoys, is looking through my Lucky Magazine. But there was this red nail polish from OPI that I was really digging. But the cool thing about it, I started reading the article, because like, what's so special about this red nail polish?
Right.
And it actually, if you buy this red nail polish, it's called I Love DKMS. They give some money to a foundation for leukemia, to help support leukemia.
Very well, research.
Yes.
Yeah. No one's supporting leukemia.
Well, you know what I mean.
I do. Yes.
To help
just
people
trying
who
to
have
add
leukemia.
A little levity.
We don't want to joke about some certain things.
I'm not.
So it's actually a really cool thing that you can buy nail polish and to help people at the same time.
Yes.
I really do dig that.
I dig that. I get something and something good happens. Kind of mojo that I see around.
Yes.
You don't just give a dollar and then it's gone. You can get something and everybody is kind of chipping into the pot.
Yes. And I really dig that a lot. And I want to share one other thing with you and everyone.
Sure. In fact, why don't you use the rest of the segment?
Now, we interviewed Grace Bonney from Design Sponge about a year ago. And if you go to iTunes or on our website, myfixituplife.com, you can listen to our interview with Grace. And she is lovely. Mm-hmm. And she's doing a book tour right now for her Design Sponge at Home book. And she's coming to Philadelphia, and I just bought tickets to go.
Excuse me.
So I'm very psyched to go and meet Grace, because we did a phone interview with her, and I've never actually met her in person. So if you go on her website at Design Sponge, you can then see where she's going to be traveling around the country, and you can buy tickets to go to a cocktail party and buy her book and have it signed and actually meet her, too.
Oh, cocktail party. I'll go to that.
Really? That's all you got out of that with cocktail party?
Well, actually, no, I would love to meet Grace.
Okay.
And that is actually a good segue to my fix-it-up find.
And what's your fix-it-up find, dear?
Sledgehammer.
It's kind of the opposite of what I was just talking about.
No. Sledgehammer is now the official wine of Adam Carolla's radio show.
What?
Yes.
Wine? It's called Sledgehammer?
It's called Sledgehammer.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Sledgehammerwine.com.
We need an official wine, too.
I know.
W-H-I-N-E or W-I-N-E? I don't know. We got kids, so it might be the H kind.
Well, their dealio, if you will.
Mr. Emilio.
Yeah, is that, and I dig this. That's why I brought this in to Fix It Up Finds, is they're trying to appeal to the 25 to 35-year-old men who are newly interested in being grown men.
And drinking wine.
Yeah, instead of like Bush Light and, you know, shotgunning beers with their buddies, like it's a man up cause, and I'm all for that.
Man up cause? Is this going to get you to drink wine?
You know what? Maybe it will.
You'll try this wine.
And then Adam is doing a bunch of
videos. And
then
you'll shotgun some Bush Light.
Then I'll shotgun some Bush Light. And Adam, who's deadpan but hysterical sense of humor, he's doing videos for sledgehammerwine.com, and they're also supporting his comedy tour. So he's around. So check out sledgehammerwine.com.
Well, what kind of what varietals of grapes are they?
How am I supposed to know? I'm still on beer.
Oh, it says right here. I'm seeing your paper. It says Cabernet Sauvignon and Zinfandel. That's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's good.
Does it appeal to you?
Yeah, it appeals to me. And so what their thing is, it's like this isn't your usual kind of wine country experience. It'll be fun, it's cool, and it's fun.
Wine country experience, where you go with your girlfriends.
Boring.
And you taste
boring.
All the wine. And you have little
seriously?
Pieces of cheese, and you might buy like some bread, like a baguette, or, you know, have some crackers.
You
look out into the field.
We have to take a break.
Lovely day, and
whereupon I will drink
with
until
your friends?
Can't see straight anymore.
Do they come in boxes or
and
just bottles?
We will be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we've got cabin fever, baby.
We do have cabin fever, and I am kind of wanting to win the blog cabin this year. I don't know if we're allowed to enter to win, but I know that someone's on the line right now who could tell us if we can or not.
We are on the phone.
Hook us up a little
with
bit.
Matt Blashaw, the host of DIY Network's blog cabin, and let's get right to it. This is hard-hitting journalism, Matt. When can we win?
I'm sure you want to win. You know, I think you can win, because as long as you don't have my last name, I think you guys are good.
Oh, good. I'm going to change my name from Blashaw to Clement right now. Oh, I was a fan.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Don't do it the other way around. I think, you know, I think you can enter to win. I think it ends at the end of September, so you got plenty of time until the last show has premiered, because we run about 70-hour premiere of Blog Cabin, and then you can enter a win, and I think you can enter like twice a day. So go ahead and change your name every other day, and I think you guys will have a good chance.
Very cool. And for everybody listening, the Blog Cabin is actually in Eastern Virginia, which is just a little bit of a drive from Williamsburg. And how did it fare during the hurricane?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of people on my Facebook. I mean, I'm from California. We have the same weather every day. We have earthquakes, but we don't have hurricanes. So when I was building it, we weren't quite thinking of the hurricanes, at least for me. So people were asking, okay, what are you going to do for the hurricanes? How is it going to be? And we raised the cabin up 4 feet, which was good. to get it out of that storm surge. But the most thing I was worried about is I built an outdoor bar and an outdoor shower, and I was just thinking in my mind, I'm like, that thing is absolutely must be gone. And lo and behold, we went there, a contractor went there and said the only thing that happened, the bar tipped over and my outdoor shower stayed afloat. So I'm actually truly happy the block cabin is officially hurricane proof.
Oh my goodness.
Man, if that's not trial by figurative fire, I don't know what is. I mean, no leaks, no windows broken, none of that stuff?
None. And you know what? We tore this thing. I mean, it was a wreck when we first started. 1905, it's a huge house, three stories, but it was a mess. But, you know, they don't build them like, you know, they back in the day, in this area, what the coolest thing about this area is that all the houses were built from shipmakers. So it was built like a ship, and a ship is built to last forever. And it was built with this balloon framing, which means that the lumber goes all the way from the basement all the way up to the top in one big piece of timber. It's not made from level to level. So this thing was put together really well. We went in there and reinforced it with steel. We put in dual pane windows. I mean, we made this sucker beefy. So when you're in it, you know, and another hurricane comes, you're going to be safe inside of it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Now,
if that doesn't get people to start entering to win, I don't know what.
Now, having been involved, I've already hacked the DIY website, so that's
Oh, you did that while he was talking?
I have 300,000 Hotmail accounts, Matt. they're all bombarding. Mark 1 at Hotmail, Mark 2 at Hotmail.
Hey, so you're the guy that's taking all the marks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, I only went up to 100, then I took Matt.
That's fine. That's fine. Matt 1, Matt 2, that's fine. Yeah, that's great.
That's fine, because you don't need your own email account. Awesome. there's a question in here somewhere. Oh, now, you've been involved in these before, right? In block cabins.
I have. You know, I did the two. I did one in Tennessee, and I did one, oh, man, what was the first? Oh, out near North Carolina. So I did two of them before, but I've never done an experience like this. We used to, with block cabin, build them from scratch. I mean, start with a foundation and move our way up. So last year, they did one where we took a home and we renovated it, because that's, you know, DIY, that's what we do. We build stuff new, but we like to renovate, like to show people, you know, how to do it themselves. So we took the same idea. We got a home last year, and we did it this year. So this is a 1905 farmhouse. So, yeah, this is the new venture of Block Cabin, the new chapter of Block Cabin that I'm a part of.
Oh, that is cool. That raises this question, which is, have you found one to be more challenging, more fun, different than another, new construction versus remodeling?
I'm not just saying this because I hosted this one.
So note to listeners, he's saying this because he hosted it.
This block cabin, I am in love with it. I mean, this was my by far one of my favorite projects I've ever done. And what was so cool about it, and what you guys will love if you're watching the Block Cabin, you know, you guys make sure, maybe the people listening to, they got to tune in. It's just such a unique experience. First of all, you get to build the house. You know, the online viewers built the house. And then us, you know, taking that and just getting so creative with it. And it's not building new. What we were able to do is we looked around the area. We took, let's say, like brand new kitchen cabinets, and we put old glass in it to give it a real unique feel. We took the old timber from the house and made furniture from it. We kept a lot of the history that was around the area and from the house. We put it back into the house and got really creative from it. And the ideas that you're going to find from this show and on this Block Cabin inspired me, and I hope they inspire you. It's truly an inspirational piece that people are just going to absolutely love.
You know, that kind of renovation is really what moves me. And, like, I almost cry, like, when I hear about that, you know, using what's old inside the house and inside where the house is originally to then make new things out of it and reuse and repurpose. And you can tune in Thursdays at 9 o'clock Eastern time to watch the whole, you know, Block Cabin unfold, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You can go online and you can vote and you can watch and look at all the pictures. I mean, the before and after pictures are just, they blow me away.
Yeah. In fact, I checked out your, there was a name for it that I forget. It's Quaker Wainscoting, Shaker Wainscoting.
Okay. Yeah. For the Shaker Wainscoting, I'm up on the top floor, our third floor, our family fun zone, as we like to call it.
Oh, no way.
It's, I mean, that place was, we put the entire third floor is dedicated to fun. So we got a, you know, a foosball, a air hockey table. We got a massive TV. It's the biggest TV I've ever seen. And I can't believe we got it upstairs. The furniture, we made a really cool coffee table out of reclaimed lumber, turned it into a checkerboard. I mean, it's got some really high-end, state-of-the-art, you know, technology into it. And we had this, like, ceiling treatment. I mean, it's just the old and the new. You're never going to want to leave the house. And even though the area is beautiful, you're never going to leave the top floor because it is absolutely fun. And when you guys win it, because you guys are going to win it, obviously.
There
right?
we go. Yeah. There we go.
That's what I was waiting to hear. We don't have to wait to the end of September. We know now.
You like to open your Christmas presents before Christmas, don't you?
Well,
I like to open them when I buy them at the store.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you take a peek at it and you look and you see all the pictures, you'll definitely, you'd be chomping at the bit to get into it as well. And well, I, just the area in itself is absolutely beautiful. You know, the, you own, if you win it, you own 16 acres of land, which is, you own like beach and you own, like who owns, gets to own a beach?
Own a beach?
Oh. I think
my husband might cry.
Matt, I might hang up on you if that's all right. Call you back later when I'm not weeping.
But I also want to know, where else can we find you on DIY Network these days? You're on Money Hunters as well.
You'll find me on Money Hunters, mm-hmm. Deconstruction. I'm actually coming up and shooting another Worst Kitchen in America. I'm going to be shooting that next month. So we're finding the Worst Kitchen in America to shoot. So I'm all over the map. I'm all over the states. I'm hammering nails and kissing babies.
Well, and
yeah, you know, funny, because I was about ready to vote for you for president.
Well, as long as you're not hammering babies, and yeah, that would be the opposite. It would be very wrong. But if you aren't familiar with Matt, and you know, you need to be familiar with Matt, and go to mattblashaw.com or go to diynetwork.com and check him out too.
You can also like him on Facebook.
You could totally like him on. We do. We like him on Facebook.
Yeah. We get
you
your posts.
I liked you on Facebook, too. We like each other. This is a good thing.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
I kind of feel like our 10-year-old right now. Like, I like you, and you like me. I'm going to pass you a note. I guess kids, do they pass notes anymore, or do they just text each other in class?
It's been so long.
I know.
I don't know. So, now, my question here is, listening to you talk about all this furniture and stuff, is you guys must have just a mega shop set up there.
Oh yeah, for all the building.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean more than just like you know, your construction tools like portable table saws and stuff. Like, do you have like big table saws and band saws and things like that set up in the like the garage or somewhere outside?
Well, we were spread out everywhere, and I tell you, one of the challenges is that it's a small town. The town of Matthews, Virginia, is nearby, and I think they have one hardware store in the whole thing. So you're pretty much, the tools that came out, we had a Courthouse Construction was the contractor on it that came out and gave us all the tools, but still we had everything that we could have, you know, table saws and, you know, circular saws and everything we could, but sometimes we just had to go old school, use a chipper. You know, we had to reglaze some windows. We used some old techniques with it too. And I was definitely chiseling out some wood and, going back to our ancestors. So it was really, you gotta get creative. And when you have a creative design and such creative, you know, furniture that you're making and trying to get really creative with the space, you know, cause you want it to be one of a kind and so unique, you gotta get creative with your tools. So it was amazing. I think the coolest tool that I had was my crab pot.
Well, I hate to be crabby, but we've got to be creative and take a break.
So go to DIYnetwork.com/blogcabin to enter to win, and tune in Thursdays at 9 o'clock to watch Blog Cabin on DIY Network. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
Her husband, Mark.
That's you.
And I have blog fog.
You do?
Yeah, that's a known condition here in the 21st century information age.
Was that just because you want to win the blog cabin?
No, it's because I write so many blogs for the DIY Network.
Oh.
Which I do.
Yeah, but, diligently, I have to say.
Diligently write them for DIY Network. But no, I have blog fog because we are talking with one of the carpenters on that show,
yes.
Slash electrician.
Working on the kitchen from I Hate My Kitchen, James Young.
James, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
We are doing great, and I am kind of psyched because I want to win this blog cabin because, I mean, I'm out of my mind looking at the before and after pictures on DIYnetwork.com.
It's a beautiful place. It is a real beautiful place. It's amazing.
Now, when you went there to work on the house, did you like put in a little vacation time there too? Because it looks like a nice place to hang out.
It's actually a great place to hang. I have family from there, so I went early.
Oh, you did?
And I stayed a little bit later.
Oh, so you know all the good places to go down there too.
I knew a couple.
Okay.
Did you get out on a boat or do any fishing or do any of those Colonial Williamsburg kinds of things while you were there?
I did do some fishing, and I did a little bit of crabbing, both of those.
Wow.
But I didn't get on a boat, though.
Oh, is it kind of like an off-the-dock kind of thing? Or did you just go to the store and buy
them? Well, actually there, it's piers, because they're so long and so big, they call them piers. They don't even call them docks.
Oh, right, right. But you are, and stop me if I'm wrong, you're from Minnesota, and lakes have lakes will have a dock on them. Is that where you're kind of coming from?
Yeah, I'm from the land of 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota, and we have docks.
Okay.
But gotcha.
But you have family there, though. So,
yeah.
So did you help pick the location because of your family connection to the area?
No, actually, I didn't. DIY came up with the location, but as soon as I heard where it was at, I'm like, oh, you can definitely count me in. Definitely.
That is so fun. And the kitchen is absolutely amazing. I mean, I just saw the before and after pictures online. So, you know, I don't know all of the details or anything. Can you walk us through what you did in there?
Well, I mean, the kitchen was in worse than what you would call rough shape. I mean, it was dilapidated. It was just terrible. So, first of all, we had to clean it up. And then where they had the kitchen positioned originally, it was just really closed in. It was just a little small, little shoebox. So we actually knocked the wall down, and then we relocated it where now, with windows that were put in, you have a view of the bay, and it's much bigger.
Oh, so you have a view of the bay.
So did you move
it? Oh, yeah. You sit down for dinner, and you bring dinner, breakfast, and lunch, and you are viewing the Chesapeake.
Oh, wow.
Why? Now, did you move it to a whole other portion of the house, or did you move it just like close to where it originally was?
Pretty much closer to where it was. Once the wall was knocked down, just resituated it closer to where it was at.
Okay. Now, do you have like competitions with the other people on DIY Network who are contributing their talents to making over this blog cabin? Like, my room's better than yours kind of thing?
You know what? Actually, I saw the bathroom. Uh-huh. And I think I saw, they call it the Great Room. They both looked fantastic. So I think everybody, all the hosts that came out, you know, have done a great job. And I've seen the after pictures too. So I don't know if there was any competition, but you definitely wanted to shine. And I think everybody accomplished that.
Okay. Cause like you're walking through the other guys' rooms and, you know, in the outdoors too. And you're saying, oh, this guy really knows what he's doing. He's pretty cool. Or, you know, you want to be able to have your game on when you're, you know, going up against everybody else.
Yeah, all I can say right now is, well, I won't say that right now. Because usually at this point, I would go with a celebrity death match.
Oh, Lord.
And you guys are all out there. Everybody's in shape. You're an ex-military man. So you got all this stuff going on. But I won't get into that.
And playing little pranks on each other.
That weirdness. But are you guys all there together at any point?
No, actually, I think bathrooms, for Matt Minster, he finished up like maybe a day or two, I think, before I got there. And then I was there with Matt and Matt and myself, we tag teamed the kitchen. We got that kitchen done in about 4 or 5 days. We actually got it complete in 4 days and we just propped it out on the fifth day. And then the week after I left, I know Megadence, they were coming to put their stuff on it.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So what does Matt Blashaw like to work with?
Oh, man. It was, speaking of vacation, the whole project was a vacation because he's so great to work with. He's so talented, and he's just fun to be around. I mean, we were working, but we were doing a lot of laughing and a lot of joking and kidding around while we were working. So it was just a good time, real good time. He's a great guy.
Oh, that's wow. Fun. That's like a cool thing when you can, like, when you strike that balance with someone where you can do the work and move forward and joke around. I mean, you don't always get that on a job site.
Yeah, it was, like I say, it was like a vacation. We laughed, but we really had to concentrate on the task at hand because we only had a maximum of 5 days to finish it, and we really needed to get it done in 4 days. We put the cabinets, our countertops were done in 2 days, you know, and they had to be prefabbed and everything. they had to be cut. So I got there on Monday, and Wednesday they were being installed. So that's a pretty good, you know, quartz countertops. That's a 2 or 3 week turnaround normally. We did it in a couple days.
Wow. And so are you filming right now for I Hate My Kitchen Too?
I am. I just I'm starting two shows today. I just finished one. And when I get off this interview, I'm headed to do the other one. So today is day one, where I'm just meeting the homeowners, going over the plans, and it's a demo day. So I'm knocking down walls and tearing up floors and getting dusty and dirty, and we're getting the hate out today. Today is the day that you get the hate out.
Getting the hate out. I like that.
Yeah, you got to get the hate out. That's where you start out.
That is pretty awesome right there.
That's all I need. I'm good. I need to get the hate out.
And then we're going to pawn that off like we thought of it.
Yes, we are, actually. So sorry about that.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us have it by just saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, the bill will be in the mail, but you guys can go ahead and move it. You guys are that great.
And if for listeners who aren't familiar, I Hate My Kitchen is on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on DIY Network, and it's a really cool show, and I enjoy it, so yeah. I think you guys would enjoy it, too.
And, yeah, I mean, James really knows what he's doing. You can find out more about him at DIYnetwork.com.
You can, and, you know, tune in and check out what's going on with the Blog Cabin, because, I mean, I'm out of my mind. I really want to win, and I want to know, can I win? Can I win? I keep
asking.
I ask everybody.
Come on.
Can I win?
You know what? You have to play the game to win. All you have to do is go to DIY Network, sign up, and you got a chance at it. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful place. A beautiful place. You'd love it.
I write so many blogs for DIYnetwork.com. I'm always there.
Well, and is there anything in the house that you suggested for another room in the house as you're walking through? Like, hey, Matt, it would be really cool if you did this over there or if you did that over there.
You talking about when I was up at Blog?
Yeah, we were at the Blog Cabin. Is there anything that you like suggested or got inspired by that you hadn't seen before or that you were like, you know, it would be awesome if you had just, you know, done this differently over here? Give a little bit of, you know, little professional.
There was actually, they had a tub at Blog that you could probably put an elephant in. It was the biggest tub. It was the biggest tub I had ever seen. And so big that in my kitchen, they had to run beams across just to support the weight of that big tub. And we dressed up the beams and everything in the kitchen. But that tub, I mean, it was unbelievable. That was a big tub.
Was that from Matt Minster from Bath Crashers? Did he, like, want the big tub?
He did, and I guess it took many people to lift that tub to get, because it was upstairs. So, yeah, that's Matt's deal.
So when
people voted for the big tub, I bet, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people want a big tub. That's cool with me. Everybody get in the tub. Let's all bathe together.
Hey, you have to give the viewers what they want.
Well, that says something about our country, I guess.
There you go. Or maybe
that's
someone
it.
Wants a lot of water and just to be by themselves.
Or wants
maybe
to, like,
burn out
swim.
A couple laps.
Yeah, burn out a couple laps in your own bathroom. That'd be actually kind of neat.
Now, in addition to the kitchen, James, did you have to do all kinds of just like basic trim work around the kitchen? To accommodate things like these beams and stuff?
We did. Like, with the beams, we had a theme with, we did some beadboard around the beams. We also did beadboard along the peninsula and the island and also the cabinets. And so we trimmed that out with the beadboard. And along with that, let's see, what else did we do where we had to trim? We have this really custom-made wine rack that I don't even want to spoil it. You have to see it. And we really trimmed that out. We used some unique materials to make it.
Wow.
Oh, we're going to have to tune in and check it out and go to DIYnetwork.com/blogcabin to enter to win and check out all the before and after photos and vote.
And we're going to have to trim this short.
We are.
We're taking a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
Oh.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, and I feel like playing around.
You always feel like playing around.
Yeah, I'd like to work at playing around. I feel as though it's a good tool.
It is. It is. And we have a caller on the line who knows a little bit about how we like to play around, too.
We do. We have the winner of the Real Wood, Real Fun, Outdoor Living, Real Outdoor Living playset, Nicholas, quote, Nick Spittle.
Quote?
Is it Nick or Nicholas, Nick, who I've been calling you Nick?
Either is fine, but my friends call me Nick.
Right on. Okay, we'll be at Nicholas.
So I want to know what your wife thinks of the playset that you won.
Well, you know, we were all pretty excited. So she thought it was pretty cool that we had entered that contest and won. And now boys have been bugging me for weeks to get it put together, we've made some excellent progress, and they're pretty excited too.
No, but what does she think about all of the Rockwell tools that you have now?
That's probably not the part that she's most interested in.
And your boys, you have twin boys, and Weston and...
Walker. Is that right?
That's right. We have a three-year-old twin, identical twin boys, mm-hmm. and a six-month-old boy as well.
And so what do the twins think of all of this stuff coming upon you? You know, all of this cool playset, you know, and all of these cool tools. Are they like, Daddy, can I use them?
Actually, they have been a little bit of help as we've made some progress. They've really gotten into using the impact driver with supervision a bit. They are definitely very excited about the playset. And from the minute it arrived, they were picking up the periscope and using that all around the yard and playing with the steering wheel. So even before it was put together, they've been very excited.
Oh, that is so fun.
Awesome.
And I have to ask you, because my husband wants to ask about you and your adventure racing that you do.
So Nick, what she'll do is she'll ask for me.
I'm going to ask for him.
So I have nothing to say.
So it's okay for him to ask, because, you know, we wanted to talk about the playset, but I know he's dying because my Mark also has done adventure racing as well.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And it gets him excited to, you know, have...
Yeah, as great as the playset is, yeah. Let's skip ahead to mountain biking through the woods.
That's great. Not many people even know what adventure racing is, so it's nice to talk to a fellow racer.
It's fun. It's like, what races are you doing? Would we know what they are out here in the regular world?
In the regular world? Well, me and a best friend of mine that lives here in North Carolina, we've done a bunch of races locally here in North Carolina, and we actually just finished our first 24-hour race up in Virginia a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I've heard of that, and I can't recall the name of it.
Yeah, that was called the Odyssey One Day Adventure Race, and
yes.
Actually there's quite a few that are about 24 hours in length.
Oh my goodness gracious. Now,
awesome.
Now, getting back to your wife, Jen, what does she think of that?
She just hopes that I come home in one piece.
Okay. With having three little ones at home, too, I imagine she's like, okay, be careful. I know you're going to go all out, but be careful, please.
She is, but she's very supportive and understand it's a important part for me and kind of a great outlet for me and my friends.
Well, I'm so excited that you won the playset, because I want to see pictures once you guys, you know, as you're building it, and, you know, pictures of the kids using Impact Driver and everything, because that is so exciting to see, you know, they
just see it come together.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. How far are you along? Are you almost done?
Well, I actually worked on it through most of the Labor Day weekend, so I have finished both towers and the bridges up. Just have to finish the plank road and the railing. So I'd say probably 80% done.
Wow. Well,
that is so exciting.
And you're a machine. That is awesome.
Well, and for everybody listening out there, if you're interested in learning more about this playset, you can go to myfixituplife.com and you can check out the project plans, the material list, and also videos of how we built the playset at our house.
That's right. They're fun to watch. We have to do a fun break.
We do.
Play with you later. Next on My Fix It Up Life.
Well, I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades on the park we swear.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. Hi.
You're kind of getting a little bit slow.
At what?
Talking.
What do you mean?
I don't know what you mean, but we are inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are in our last segment, and I wanted to share something that my son wrote for our website.
He's 2.5. He didn't really write it. But yes, please share, because this is so cute when you do this.
Well, the thing is that our son...
I don't love him enough to do this.
Well, my son, Jack...
Yeah, I don't know whose son he is.
Yeah, he's mine.
Yeah.
My son, Jack, he's so cute. He he plays with boxes, empty boxes, boxes that have stuff in them. He actually searches around the house.
He searches
around
all kind of stuff.
Wherever we go, if he's in a toy store, he just cares about the boxes. And the heavier, the bigger, the better. And then he takes them and he carries them with all of his little 2-year-old might. And then he like puts them on a surface, like a couch or a chair or a table. And then he imagines that each box is a different kind of vehicle.
Yes, excavator being one of the cutest.
Yes, an excavator or a bus or, you know, a tractor or a race car or an ambulance, or and then he makes the noise for it, too.
And it's fun when he combines them. That's a race truck trailer.
Yes, and then he makes a noise for what that would be. And so if you came into our home, you would see our couch covered in, like, you know, kitty litter box and, like, a box for a speaker.
Pasta
box, like, you know, boxes that we get in the mail from Amazon or wherever, just covered in boxes. You'd think that we were moving or just really random, but
or
they're
hoarders.
All it's a world of vehicles there for our son.
Yes.
So he wrote a blog about it for our website, myfixituplife.com, but how a box is more than just a box. Because if you think about it, and you think about it from his perspective, so it can be whatever you want it to be, just as in life. You can just think about it in a different way, and it can be something different. But coming up next week, I'm very excited because it's our
100th show. Boom!
There, the balloons dropped just now.
Well, those are heavy, grinding explosive balloons.
Well, I'm pretty excited because we're going to be talking to Kevin O'Connor from This Old House, who we love.
Kevin's a great guy.
He's such a nice man.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy, and he knows what's going on.
And he's also on DIY Network, too, on This New House.
Yes, with yes, Amy yes. Matthews.
And we're going to be talking to Diane Corman.
He also has a new book out.
He does. We have it in our house. You stole it out of the mail. I didn't get to look at it yet, but I will before we talk to him.
Oh, now. I won't. And I'll tell him that, too. Kevin, and great book. What's in it?
We're also talking with Diane Corman from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
One of the world's nicest people.
Yes, and Lincoln's mom, too.
Also, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
She is fantastic.
And I'm pretty psyched about that. And we're also going to be talking about what's going on with light bulbs. We're putting a spotlight on our 100th show.
With Randall Whitehead.
We are. I'm very excited.
He is. He joined us way long time ago, and he is spectacular.
Oh, and you know what I want to ask Diane next week?
I don't. That's why you. That's a question.
Well, they did a...
Do you know what I'm thinking right now?
The Extreme Makeover's a two-hour special for their new season. It's going to be on Friday nights at 8 now, starting at the end of September.
Right.
Is going to be the special that they did with the First Lady down in North Carolina.
First Lady of these United States.
Yes.
Yes.
Michelle Obama. It's very exciting. We were actually invited to go down there to be there the day that we didn't know she was going to be there, though, until after the fact.
Yeah, we never
They make those things very secure.
Well, I guess when you're the First Lady of these United States,
uh-huh.
you've got it. You can't just announce where you're going to be constantly.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Think anybody went to that build once they found out she was there?
Well, I think the bus also went to the White House, too. I think that's going to be in the episode.
Well, we're moving the bus to a break.
Okay. Well, we're going to end the show.
That's what I mean.
So tune in. Go to myfixituplife.com. Email us your questions.
info@myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. And tune in next week
for more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see.